Listen to this. That's David Cameron speaking in the leaders' debate that's taking place, well, now, in Bristol. And as luck would have it, and chance would have it, I'm in Bristol this evening. Spent the day here as my BBC role, doing partnership stuff with Tony Aggie at BBC Bristol and with various meetings. And we're staying at the Radisson Blue Hotel, which is about 100 metres from the Arnolfini Theatre, where the debate is taking place. So we've wandered out, and we're in the square, just on the other side, near Watershed, which is a fine venue, not to be missed. And there are a few hundred people here watching the leaders' debate on the big screen. It's astonishing. There's this level of engagement with the political process. I mean, it may just be because it's in Bristol and they're actually talking about 400 metres over there where you can't see where I'm actually pointing. Or it could be they actually care about it, because it does seem to matter. And, you know, sort of irrelevant who's doing best or who's doing worse, whatever, that there is this sense of being involved. And I confess myself surprised. I was watching the Twitter stream as I was watching the debate earlier in my hotel room, and it seems like everyone I know on Twitter is talking about the leaders debate, is, you know, engaged with it, is interested in it. And I was extremely sceptical about this beforehand. I did not think it really mattered. I thought it felt like political theatre. But it may well be that this is the thing that persuades people that it matters, that this is the thing that gets them to think seriously about politics. And, okay, whilst it is a personalisation of the political process, and whilst it's not a presidential election, so we're not actually electing a prime minister, we should be electing a constituency representative, if it gets people to register to vote, sorry, you're too late. If you haven't registered to vote, you've screwed up. But if it gets people to actually come out and vote, if it gets people to think about the issues, if it gets people to read the leaflets through their doors, how can that be in itself a bad thing? I can't believe that anyone will vote on the basis of liking what Nick Clegg says this evening, or not liking what Gordon Brown says this evening, or being worried about David Cameron this evening. I hope people will not actually be completely influenced by it, but maybe it will pull them in. And frankly, at a time when the democratic system... Oh, some support there. At a time when the democratic system is in crisis, that's got to be good. Right, I'm going to go and try and find somewhere to eat and somewhere to get a drink. They'll be finishing in a minute, and I imagine the police will be back out in force on the streets of Bristol.